There's a little bit of a mixed bag today in the markets. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures down about a penny. Soybeans unchanged right now. We'll look at the numbers coming up very shortly. Most ag commodity markets were moderately lower on Wednesday as the trade seems largely to be ignoring fundamental clues, bullish or bearish, in favor of cautious technical trade ahead of the USDA numbers early next week. Outside market influence was mainly positive yesterday with a weaker U.S. dollar as well as higher equity markets. Weather in South America remains friendly and uneventful, with a few private analysts now penciling Brazilian production above the USDA's record estimate of 169 million metric tons. We'll see what USDA has to say on the matter next week, but at this point, an increase in Brazilian production would feel like further condemnation of U.S. soybean export books, as world supplies and shaky relationships with China gets difficult to see significant footholds for the U.S. in the world marketplace. Looking on the morning world equity markets right now, they are mostly higher after a strong U.S. session on Wednesday, as Chairman Powell in his last public comments said ahead of the quiet period before the next Fed meeting, did not say anything that bothered equity traders. The Dow right now is down 6 points. European markets are mixed. Asian markets are trading higher. Opening cattle calls are for them to be steady to lower, hogs lower to mixed. Lower prices dominated the day yesterday as traders had a little to hang their hats on. No cattle were traded in the cash market and boxed beef provided little direction. Hogs fell back with volatility increasing, possibly suggesting traders uneasiness at these prices. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. It is a time to carefully reflect on what went right on the farm in 2024 and what can be done to make improvements for the next growing season. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
On the overnight, March corn is down a half cent at 429.5. January beans up a penny at 984.75. Soy meal 50 cents lower at 291.40. Soy oil is 22 cents higher at 41.64. Chicago wheat trading about 4.5 higher at 552.75. Kansas wheat up 4.75. That's at 547.25. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7.25 at 596.75. Oats up 2.25 at 381 even. That's a check of your overnight markets here on Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.